Thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardesha, and I am so glad that you are interested in hearing about what the horse has taught me this past week. They always come up with something, and this week they really validated following your heart and trusting your inner voice. What they shared with me translated into a very important reminder to let yourself be guided by your own emotional intentions and intuition rather than by other people's expectation. Really and deeply listen to your intuition and take positive, aligned action. Do what feels right. Follow what feeds your soul. I think this message will resonate deeply as we're all in a time of restructuring. There are so many external uncertainties that we can't know what to expect. So in this time of external uncertainty, what we can lean into is our internal certainty. This is the time to embrace and own our inner truth. See, the perfect time for inner journey horsemanship, which is what this all is. There were three horses that each relayed this message with their essence in the rehab sessions this week. Of course, because they were showing it to me, it happened in a language and manner that would speak to me. Their message wasn't about what was happening as much as it was the meaning behind it, the deep stuff. I'll start with sharing about my red horse, as he was so visible and clear with his message last week about not getting caught up in an old story. And of course, that was perfect timing because I really needed to stay in the present moment story and follow what he needed. So this week, the weather got cold and windy. Not the most desirable when you've got some reactive, very expressive, dynamic horses in rehab and no enclosure to your arena. But I stepped into my belief and faith, and I brought my red horse out. On this very windy and cold May day, he was way ramped up. So with every step, I breathed deep and grounded and made sure that I was observing him so that I could see any little signs of him getting ready. So we made it to the arena with two rolls on the way. And I noticed that my red horse didn't shake off all the way after the rolls. He'd shake his head, but it didn't go all the way through his body. Not normal for him. And to me, it seemed that this was due to a physical discomfort. Just a little validation that leaning into my courage, grabbing onto faith, was needed for his physical comfort, that this was all worth it. So my red horse shook his head, reared, and came down and let out a huge buck. I found my thoughts going towards those hind legs, those hooves, and the power behind them. And I drug my thoughts and focus back into the present moment, because this was the way to keep those hoofs away from my body and to manage that little bit of trepidation that was creeping up when I was focusing on what could happen if I was in the way of those hoofs. And also, this helped me be able to show up stronger in the way that I needed to for my horse. Another wave of expression rippled out of my red horse just as I was adjusting the rope in my hand and it slipped out. So I just stopped and anchored, and so did my red horse. I was so surprised and amazed. I made sure my center felt like it was dropped to the ground, and I walked toward him and simply picked up the rope. It was that easy. We finished out his session working on inviting him to walk forward in the best alignment he could in a calm manner. He got a little better and ended the session in a way to me that felt like we were a team. And I've been told that if it feels good to you, it feels good to them. So I'm gonna go that it was positive for him too. The next day, I took my red horse out again. he did his usual rolls on the way to the arena, and I noticed that he still didn't shake off with his whole body. So we moved around the arena. I asked him, when I had a little bit more of his focus, to be able to walk more forward, kind of pushing our edge a little bit, and asking him to bend the best that he could in his body. Of course, he was really stiff, so there wasn't a lot of it, but I pushed that edge, risking, you know, him deciding that he needed to fling his head and leave. But fortunately, we didn't get there. He allowed me to ask him, asking politely and in a way that didn't push too hard, just enough. And then we took some time and picked up rocks out of the arena. And he's actually really good at this because he follows my energetic field pretty well when we're in tune. And it got so good, if I were a little braver, or I don't know, maybe a little less smart, I might have taken his lead rope off because we really didn't need it. But instead of proving it, I just went with that internal knowing and enjoyed the fun that we were having. So as I was getting ready to take him back, he rolled again, and this time he shook off all the way. And just to prove that it wasn't a fluke, he was so generous, he laid down and rolled again, and once again shook off in a way that went through his whole body. And that helped me really, really get the validation that what we were doing was helping him. And the more that I could help him, whether it's getting more balanced physically or mentally, one will help the other, and it all goes towards good. So the next horse that kind of helped me show this was Delilah. She gave me a pretty bold example, because that first windy day that I brought my red horse out on, I also brought her out, and there's a cornfield next to my arena space, and it had been, I don't know, they were doing whatever they do to kind of take down the old corn stalks, and pieces of the stalk and the husks from the corn were blowing across, and it terrified her. She got really, really big, froze, and her body was just shaking. So I chose to change these plans and get her back to the safety of her pen where she felt okay. So I wanted just to hold the space and get back there without adding more pressure or demands to her. And on the way back, she calmed enough, and I invited her to grab a few mouthfuls of grass, which she did. And I let her do this, hoping that it would add some deposits into I kind of like to think that we have almost like a bank account of trust and calm. And I work really hard to make deposits into that instead of withdrawals. And I really felt that we were on that path of making deposits. And I got a little bit of the proof that I needed the next time that I went to bring her out. Sometimes when I go to get Delilah, she'll walk around, you know, make kind of a couple grinchy faces before she decides that she's ready to put her halter on. But this day, she came up and said, "Yep, I'm ready, let's go now." Which, and not to say that anything happens if she has another day making those faces, but this is part of why it's just all seemed like it was related to the message of the week. So we went out to the arena and had a great lunging session. She was able to move more freely and more alignment for her, because I have to always say, you know, each horse has their own journey, and she was better in hers. And excuse me, when we got back later in the day, I was combing a different horse, one of her herd mates, and Delilah, that my big dynamic shy thoroughbred girl, came up and asked to interact. this was a huge validation that we, all of these things that we were doing were good for her and helping our bond, because she was coming up and asking to interact, and that hasn't been her pattern. And for me, with who I am and what I do, there isn't much better than when a horse will ask to hang out with me. The final example that I will share with you came from Missy. I can always count on Missy to nudge me into something deeper. One of the struggles that Missy was having when we first started our official rehab journey was being able to look out of her right eye. And you could tell this by the white ring around her eye. She's a paint, and she has, you know, that little bit of white around the edge of her eye. And depending on where she's looking, that white will either be to the front or the back of her eye. And what was happening was that white always stayed at the back of her eye. Even if you were on her right side and appeared that she was looking at you, her eye wouldn't shift so that white part would move to the front. And so, not surprisingly, it was really difficult to stand on her right side. And Missy was an absolute master of maneuvering around so that you would end up on her left side. She had a very specific pattern that, you know, it became clear the more that I watched her what this pattern was. So what I would do was interrupt that pattern, move myself so that she couldn't follow through with her pattern. And what I was hoping to do was be able to have her start to think a little bit, to get out of pattern, and to keep myself far enough away that I didn't cause so much pressure that she couldn't release tension. So I had a specific plan with how I was, in essence, really letting her move me, which is how it was perceived by some people who had the very strong opinion that you're not supposed to let a horse move you. So, you know, I was really swimming upstream with these ideas and what I was choosing to do. And so what happened this past week was, as I was in with Missy a few times, what I would notice is she came up and stood next to me so that I was on her right side. So that is a huge validation that all of these things, all of these intuitions that I follow are working and helping my horses. And the best news of all is that Missy Mare is becoming more balanced, because that is my overall arching goal. You know, the belief and faith I have that these things will work to help them, and she showed me it was. All of these examples that the horses shared with me to help enforce me doing things that resonate with my heart, I share with you to encourage you to do the same, because I think that was really what they were wanting me to share out this past week. There is a reason that you're good at certain things or you love doing certain things. These are part of what make you unique and allow you to make the world more beautiful. And right now, the world really needs all the beauty that it can get. So the horses are very much encouraging you to do more of what makes your heart sing. And I am too, of course. Let yourself be guided by your own emotional intentions and your intuition rather than other people's expectation. Follow what feeds your soul, what lights you up, because we really need you to shine brightly. So thank you for listening to the Horses Share for the week. If you'd like a little more horse inspiration, find us on Facebook, Hidden Promise, or visit the website confidencethroughconnection.com. Have a wonderful week and share your brilliance. The horses said so. Gotta listen. Bye for now.